ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Food.
Not so long ago, the understanding of Mexican food in Australia didn't go far past Tuesday night tacos, along with burritos, enchiladas, nachos, and guacamole. And then guacamole again. But as Australian food tastes have become increasingly sophisticated, so too has our knowledge of and appreciation of Mexican cuisine. And rightly so. It's one of the oldest cuisines in the world and draws on a huge variety of regions and indigenous recipes. And Mexican cuisine is now recognised as sophisticated and varied, and of course it's delicious. And then there's guacamole, which has always been with us. Rosa Cienfuegos has watched this process closely and is a big part of it. She grew up in Mexico City, but then relocated to Australia to be close to her father. Missing the culinary delights of her home, she began importing Mexican ingredients as a small business, then opened a tamalera, selling the Mexican street food, the dishes that she loved. And she's now become one of Australia's leading authorities on Mexican food and shares her knowledge widely. Her latest cookbook is called La Mesa Mexicana, The Mexican Table. And she joins us this evening. Rosa, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
It's very nice to have you, and congratulations on the book too. It's just it's beautiful. If you're interested in Mexican food, you should get hold of one. What do you think's driven the rise of Mexican food in Australia? Not just Australia, actually, but globally too.
It's pretty interesting to see how trendy Mexican food is becoming in Australia, yeah. Specifically because I live here. It's growing, you know, like pretty fast, I think, in comparison to when I started all this journey, where you were right, like everybody was more into burritos and nachos and all sort of things, taco shells,
yeah,
but not into authentic Mexican food. And
no.
Nowadays, it's, you know, like really nice to see more Mexican restaurants opening and more people, especially Australian people, into Mexican food.
Mind you, tacos have just completely taken off, haven't they?
You can find them pretty much
everywhere.
Yeah,
and they're a fantastic way to eat, of course. I mean, once upon a time, I think there were only a few varieties of tacos, but now, of course, there are heaps. You can have any kind of taco.
They are part of the Australian diet.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Especially amongst young people. I suppose there are parallels with Italian food here in a way, aren't there? That everyone thinks Italian food is, spaghetti and pizza, but which is true in some parts of Italy, but of course they're all different regions, same in Mexico, aren't they?
And this is pretty interesting because, like, you can make a taco out of pretty much anything.
Anything, yeah.
So, yeah, it is tacos, but we separate them as in different dishes. So you can have carne asada or a barbecue with tortillas, which you make a taco with.
You need the tortillas.
You need the tortillas. And it depends on where in Mexico are you located, the kind of tortilla you're going to have and the kind of corn, or you're going to have them flour tortilla or blue corn tortilla or yellow tortilla.
What do you think it's okay to buy tortillas in Australia, or do you think you should make your own?
I think you should make your own.
Okay.
Because it's part of the experience.
Are they hard to make?
No, it's pretty easy.
Tell me how to make a tortilla.
Okay, so you buy the maize flour.
So this is corn.
It's not different to corn flour.
It's not that this is the thing. It's not corn flour, is it?
No. Exactly.
So it's flour made out of corn, but it's called maize flour. Okay.
Correct.
That's generally available, isn't it?
No? Probably in Latin American shops.
Okay.
Or you can probably find them online.
Mm-hmm.
We are not there yet.
Okay.
But hopefully
so
soon.
So we 100% need maize flour. We can't make them out of wheat flour.
You can make them out of wheat flour if you make wheat or flour tortillas.
Yeah.
Which is different style.
Okay. So what are we doing then?
So for the corn tortillas,
I've got my packet of maize flour, yeah.
Okay. Then you need to make the dough.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a tortilla press or really good hands to, you know, to make them by hand.
Yeah.
The easiest way with the tortilla press.
So you make the dough with water?
Just with water. I like to add a little bit of oil and a little bit of salt just for consistency.
Okay. So we make a dough with oil and salt, water. Then do we roll it out?
Yes, you get to the Play-Doh sort of consistency.
Yeah.
You make little balls, roll it out, put it in the middle of the tortilla press.
So we need a tortilla press to produce that nice round shape and nice and thin.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can you do it? Well, I suppose you could do it without a tortilla press.
It's harder, but you can.
Yeah. Okay. Then what do we do?
Then we just put it in a pan, cook it, flip it over until it's ready, and eat it.
What's a good tortilla? What should it be? How should it be? Should it be light? Should it be?
Yeah. So not too thick.
Not too thick.
Not too thin.
Mm.
Soft.
Yeah.
Not crispy on any side.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably warm.
Yeah. Because there are some tacos you buy which are sort of like stiff corn chips, aren't they? Which that's not really the thing, is it?
But the taco shell, I think, is cold. Mm. We don't have that in Mexico.
No. It's a bit like the Italians don't have spaghetti bolognese. It's funny though, isn't it? That's right.
It is. It is. I think that the taco shell gets more into the tostada sort of shape, flavor, and not shape, but flavor and like crunchiness.
Uh-huh.
And the idea of adding lettuce, it's more like a tostada for me than a proper taco.
So tell me about the regions of, I presume tortillas are everywhere in Mexico, aren't they?
That's correct.
Yeah. But there are differences, aren't there, there's the Northwest, which includes Baja California and Chihuahua, for example. There's Northeast. There's Mexico City. I presume Mexico City has its own food all of its own, doesn't it? Yeah. It's such a vast place.
100%, especially because we have people coming from different states.
Yeah.
And they obviously start creating with whatever ingredients they can find in Mexico City, or they start bringing ingredients from their rural places.
Mm-hmm.
So they start creating amazing dishes that evolve in Mexico City.
Yeah. Where's the hot food? Where are the chilies from? Where are the jalapenos from? From the south or everywhere?
Everywhere. Mm. It's mainly everywhere. Like, I think the only chili that I will say it belongs to a specific place, it's chili habanero, mm-hmm. which is mainly from the south. We use it all over Mexico, but in the south, in the peninsula de Yucatán, is used pretty much for anything.
Right. Okay. I mentioned guacamole because I'm just wondering whether Australians are the second biggest consumer of avocados in the world outside of Mexico, because it's a fruit that the avocado pear has been a raging success in Australia. When you go to other countries, you can't find it. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right. I guess obviously Mexico, the USA, because
USA, obviously.
Yeah, because, but yeah, that's interesting that Australia has the avosmash everywhere.
But it's eaten in Mexico too, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Tell me about the mole, the sauce, the dark, mysterious sauce, which is at the base of a lot of Mexican cooking.
Yeah, well, mole is present again all through Mexico.
Mm.
I'm pretty confident it's mainly from Mexico, central Mexico to south,
mm-hmm.
Although it's eaten everywhere.
Yeah.
And from mole poblano, which is like the most common one in Mexico City,
yeah.
to the seven moles from Oaxaca, which are, you know, a staple of the state.
Yeah.
Some moles from Oaxaca are like impossible to make outside of Oaxaca.
Yes, I once went to one Oaxaca. It's almost like a sacred dish, isn't it? The mole of Oaxaca. Tell us what it is. What is a mole anyway?
It's a mix of. It's a sauce. It's a dense sauce.
It's a dense, thick sauce, brown and black in color, isn't it?
That's a trick. Like, it depends where you are, the color of mole. Because, yes, from Oaxaca, it could be the black mole, which is made with black chili that you can only find in certain areas of Oaxaca.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have the coloradito or the yellow. Or the pink, or the almond one, which is more brownish.
Oh, really?
Or the pink.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have green one.
What's the basis of a mole? Is it beans, or is it, what is it?
No, chilies.
Chilies.
Chilies and nuts.
And nuts, okay.
So lots of peanuts, sesame seeds, different combination of chilies, a little bit of bread, a little bit of a burnt tortilla. a little bit of banana. It depends on the kind of mole you're making.
Can you put chocolate in a mole?
And chocolate for some of them.
Yes, I know.
that's a pretty, you know, like interesting one because everybody comes to the shop and they ask, oh, so which one is the chocolate and chili sauce? I want to try it.
Mm. Yeah. And the idea is you cook food in the mole, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so it becomes, and as I said, it's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit like the French pot au feu or something, I suppose. It's one of those pot dishes that people have their own moles, don't they?
Yeah, true. And it's also, you know, a tradition. It's a dish that needs a lot of patience because you need to toast every ingredient by itself.
Mm.
So it can take you pretty much the whole day to make one good mole.
Mm. Mexico, of course, was colonized by the Spanish. But it's not like Spanish. Well, I suppose there is some overlap, isn't there?
Some of them, yeah. Mm. I have to agree that, yeah, some of them. And even for example, Christmas, we have a lot of Spanish dishes for our Christmas celebrations and all that. Yeah, maybe with the Mexican twist, but they still, you know, keeping the Spanish traditions.
Mm. Do we eat a lot of meat in Mexican food?
Yes, although I really think that the main ingredients for Mexican food is corn, chili, and beans.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you can add meat, but honestly, like some regional areas, they keep traditions of, you know, having beans all the time, tortillas all the time, and chili.
Corn, chili, beans, and tortillas.
Yeah, that's a bomb.
Well, it's good, healthy, nutritious food.
And cactus as well. We eat a lot of cactus.
Tell me how you eat a cactus. Avoid it carefully, I think.
Well, you get rid of the spikes, obviously, and then you can just grill it or slice it.
Grilled cactus, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty common.
What's it taste like? Tastes like cactus.
Like cactus. Like a pickle. It's like a pickle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was thinking if this is like a cucumber or something, is it?
No, not quite.
Not quite?
No.
No. Okay.
I had to bring you some cactus the next time.
In Brazil and Peru, there are considerable influences of the Japanese. I mean, that's partly because of the way Peru has developed. I mean, a lot of Japanese migrants came there after the war. Oh, I know, prior to the war, actually. What are the directions that Mexican cooks are going in, do you think?
I think a little bit of everywhere. Like, for example, tacos al pastor, which is one of the main dishes in Mexico, all over Mexico, comes from Lebanon.
What's the dish again?
Tacos al pastor.
Okay. Mm.
So it comes from the shawarma, you know, the vertical roast.
Mm.
The difference is that we use
That's a Lebanese sort of thing, an Arab sort of thing, yeah.
We mix it with pork, which is something they don't really eat, with Mexican ingredients like achiote, it's an atto seed that comes from Yucatan, and, you know, a mix of chilies and then pineapple on top. So it's like super, you know, like mixed of food, of traditions, obviously the Spanish one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably African in parts of Veracruz.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of everything.
Interesting. Look, there's heaps of it in Rosa's book. Her book is called La Mesa Mexicana. It's a book all celebrating the joys of Mexican food. Rosa Cienfuegos has been our guest. Rosa, good luck with it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.